Tom Kirkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today going to be mainly sunny. We will have a high near 70 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 48. It's 46 in Burlington, Milwaukee at 50, and it's also 50 degrees in Racine. The occupants of a home in the Kenosha County village of Summers evacuated just before 1:30 this morning because of a relatively small fire in the basement, but it produced quite a bit of smoke. Fire crews and sheriff's deputies dispatched to the 6300 block of 44th Street. The report was that a dehumidifier had malfunctioned and started on fire. The occupants managed to get the flames extinguished before going outside, but crews had to come in and put in their big fans to blow out the smoke from the rest of that house. It was an overflow crowd at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall last night for a meeting on issues related to that severe erosion along the bluffs for Lake Michigan and the shoreline threatening nearly a dozen homes in Mount Pleasant, several more in Caledonia, plus in Summers. People from as far away as Grafton came to listen to the presentation and to ask questions of state and federal officials. It was a nearly three-hour get-together. Marty Griffin with the DNR said that because of the seriousness of this situation, the agency is allowing the affected property owners to take out emergency action without getting a required state permit.
So what we're allowing you to do is place materials without getting a permit, but you as a landowner is agreeing to embark on a process that we know sometime in the future, a permanent, more stable solution will be undertaken. So it's a trade-off. You get to do something quick first, but that means that on the back end, we want to make sure eventually things are done correctly.
Several speakers said they felt funding or other monetary assistance ought to be made available, but Julie Anderson, Racine County's Public Works and Development Services Director, said it's just not available. Meanwhile, a number of folks felt that the governor should be involved. Others felt there should be a collective solution found quickly. Mount Pleasant Chairman Jerry Garski assuring the crowd government agencies from the village to the federal level are continuing to work together to deal with this issue and as quickly as possible. Frito-Lay is recalling some of its rolled gold pretzels because they may contain peanut residue not properly identified on the label. Tiny Twists, Thins, Sticks, and Honey Wheat Braided Pretzels all being pulled off the shelves. The recall coming after Hostess Brands recently recalled over 70,000 snack cakes for the same reason, peanut residue, which can affect people allergic to peanuts in any way. A woman found unresponsive in the bathroom of a Caledonia business, revived with the opioid antidote Narcan. The Caledonia police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies called out to the SAI Mart on 7 Mile Road Tuesday morning. They had to start CPR, believing the woman had overdosed. Narcan was administered. A release says, though, the woman did not respond. Then rescue personnel got there, took over the life-saving efforts, gave her another dose of Narcan. Then she woke up. The woman, taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency, treated and released, then hauled off to jail. Caledonia police noting heroin and drug paraphernalia were found at the scene. Another person also arrested on related charges. A Kenosha man who pled guilty to 7 armed robbery counts for holding up a number of Kenosha businesses got 15 years in prison yesterday. 29-year-old Brian LeMay arrested at his home in Kenosha following an armed robbery of the check and cash store in Mount Pleasant back in January. Kenosha police had already identified him as a suspect in their crimes, so they were waiting for him outside of his home. As part of the plea agreement, the Racine County armed robbery charge was dismissed and the case handled in Kenosha County. Judge Mary Wagner also giving LeMay 10 years of extended supervision once he is out of prison. Well, it used to be done in-house, but now the state has control of inspecting the accuracy of gas pumps and other devices under the Weights and Measures section of statutes, for which the city of Racine has to pay $400 a day for 36 days. During the council meeting last night, City Administrator Tom Friedel responded to Alderman Sandy Widener's inquiry about what's the city getting for that cost.
They're going to gas stations to check meters to make sure they're running correctly. They're going to places that check scales, that do retail business and the like.
Okay.
If you ever look, there's a state of Wisconsin sticker that you'll see on gas pumps and different things.
Alderman Widener finding the language and the timing kind of strange on what reads as a self-renewing contract, but Friedel said that's how the state runs it everywhere. Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur pointing out that the city has no choice on the $400 a day cost, the council unanimously supporting that agreement. And a Wallet Hub study of the safest states in America finding Wisconsin just outside the top 10. Badger State is number 11 out of the 50. The study examined safety at home, on the road, at work, at school. Factors also included the number of assaults per capita, unemployment rate, financial safety, estimated losses from climate disasters. Wisconsin finishing just a fraction of a point behind Utah and Iowa. Number one safest state in the country is Vermont. You don't want to go to Mississippi, apparently, according to this Wallet Hub study. Well, you likely heard or read about the city of Racine planning some sewer work along parts of historically bricked College Avenue without tearing up the entire multi-block section. And when the item came up at last night's council agenda, there were some no votes. Alderman Sandy Widener, who lives in that area and supports the work getting done without tearing up the bricks, felt the process of just amending an existing contract with $349,000 in added work, that wasn't the right way to do things.
A project is initially bid to do X amount of work, and that's what gets bid on. This is not addressing what was originally bid. This is a whole new project that we just tacked on as a change order. And it's my opinion that this should have come back before the council and before the Public Works and Services Committee as a new project.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalen noted the contractor on a $1 million sewer lining contract has the expertise to do the work and can do it sooner rather than later with a separate deal. The vote on the Public Works Committee's report showing Alderman Widener, Shields, and Laren against the item due to the process, Laren, though, changing her vote later on the resolution. Village of Mount Pleasant going to formally dedicate a park next week near the intersection of Meade and 23rd Streets to honor Richard Paulzine, who was instrumental in developing a community-oriented policing location at 2237 Meade. The one-time City of Racine police chief who pushed those COP houses in the city when he was in office has continued his involvement with the program since retiring. The dedication of Richard Paulzine Park will take place 4 p.m. next Tuesday, June the 14th, while between 3 and 6 p.m. that day, the public can also take a look inside the Village of Mount Pleasant's Lakeside COP House. Funding for the two area projects coming from S.E. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation, supported by the Village Board. A classification and compensation study for Kenosha County corrections officers approved by the county board last night. And while thanking the county for the pay raise, several of those corrections officers told supervisors they are still not being treated fairly. Denise Bell noting corrections officers, they're not paid for holidays and they have to work several short weeks every year.
Why are we treated differently? Why are we being discriminated against? Are we not like the other employees? We have families, we have bills. Why must we suffer? Sheriff Beth, I ask you, why did you come after us? Why did you feel it was okay to attack us?
Supervisor Steve Bostrom saying he would have liked to have heard Sheriff David Beth to attend the meeting and talk about some of the issues. Meanwhile, Supervisor Terry Rose noting there's no system that'll please everybody. The compensation study was approved on a 22-1 vote. Looks like the intersection of Washington and Green Bay will be getting a new grocery store in the city of Kenosha. Aldi's wants to build that store at the Kenosha Point development on the northeast corner of that intersection, which will be taken up by the City Plan Commission Thursday evening with a public hearing and the consideration of a conditional use permit. In a letter to city officials, Aldi's plans to begin construction in July and to be open early next year. Festival Foods right now putting up a store north and west of that proposed Aldi's location across the border in the Village of Summers, where, of course, nearby is Walmart and Sam's Club. And UW Parkside Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences Dr. Greg Richards put in a grant proposal to study the effects of stress on bacteria. Did that with the National Institutes of Health. He got word recently he was accepted for an award of just over $381,000. That grant will include undergraduate and graduate student research. Dr. Richards saying that kind of real-world experience helps to make them employable. The research is going to look at one of the most fundamental questions of life, how organisms sense and respond to stresses, such as heat, cold, and nutrient starvation, and how E. coli regulates its response to that stress. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.